This is news from North Country Public Radio.
Benjamin Bush grew up in rural New York State, south of the Adirondacks. He ran through the woods, made forts, and played war. Later, as an officer in the Marines, he served several tours in Iraq. Betsy Capus has this review of his memoir, Dust to Dust.
When he was 13, Benjamin Bush chopped down a 3-foot diameter hemlock with a hatchet. He'd found a beautiful island of forest near his family's new home in Sherbourne, New York, and he needed a bridge. Bush writes, "Hacking is not like sawing. The wound is made large, and it feels like an act of killing." After 2 days of work, the tree fell, creating the bridge Bush had imagined, but destroying the beauty that had drawn him to those woods to begin with. In his memoir, Dust to Dust, Bush explores the line between construction and destruction. The son of novelist Frederick Bush, the younger Bush writes, "I gained comprehension of my environment by throwing myself against it, digging, cutting, climbing, stacking. What my father built with words, I built with pieces of the earth, stones, and wood." Bush organizes his memoir into chapters with titles like Water, Metal, Stone, Blood, and Ash. Each chapter is composed of short images from childhood and from his years in the military. At first, the kaleidoscope of scenes is dizzying, but it fits with the character of the book, the memories of a man who has a hard time sitting still. The childhood memories in the book will be familiar to anyone who grew up in a small village when kids entertained themselves, loosely supervised by busy parents. Bush decided to collect bottle caps and spent 2 years bicycling to a roller rink and various bars and stores, hoping to find a million. But when the family moved, his father decided the collection had to go to the transfer station. Bush writes, "My father and I backed up to the platform and opened the trunk. He removed boxes from the car and poured the caps in a pile on the floor. I refused to help. There was that sound, the sound of frail bells and their echo in the covered metal space. The man who pushed the garbage into the trench watched with his head cocked to one side. He knew that he was witnessing something peculiar, but he didn't ask. Even my father poured them slowly, beginning to recognize the enormity of the effort to gather them. The pile rose in the center of the building until the last box was emptied. We stood looking at it. I could feel my father's regret. He apologized, finally, saying he never meant me disrespect in the decision to end, for me, my quest. We got back in the car and drove slowly home." In the second half of the book, Bush includes more memories of his time in Iraq. He assists in digging up a mass grave, the bones dry from murders 20 years ago, and he guards a trailer filled with fresh bodies. When a truck in his convoy is blown up, he spends all night guarding the remains of his friends, charred bodies in a pit in the road. Bush writes, "I had found this danger because I had sought it. I had no one but myself to blame for discovering it to be ugly. My days were not condemned by the things I had expected. It was the pointlessness and the faces of the people who were left to live in the violence we had brought with us or had drawn to us." Dust to Dust was a pleasure to read, though sometimes Bush pushes a little too hard to find meaning. In his best scenes, he describes vividly the intense joy of building a snow fort, the excitement of preparing for war, the shock of losing a parent. His father would be proud.
Our book reviewer, Betsy Capus, lives in St. Lawrence County, though she spends summers at a remote fire lookout out west. Betsy's been our regional book reviewer for a number of years, and she's also our book club moderator. You can check out the Readers and Writers Book Club on the North Country Public Radio's website at ncpr.org.
Digital distribution of North Country Public Radio news and features is funded by gifts from listeners like you. Join us at ncpr.org.